All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
Dave Jagler has been on the call of a couple of debacles against the Mets here lately.
No more Mets, please.
So we're good on moving on from that series, Dave. Whenever you're ready, thanks.
Well, the one thing about the Mets, I will say this, is they're giving off a little bit of a 2019 Nats vibe in this respect. They were 22-33, which is pretty close to 19-31, and they've had a heck of a second half. And with what Jose Iglesias has done, was talking to their folks, they're like, it's just what Parra did for the Nationals in 2019, mid-season pickup, kind of, you know, leading the clubhouse, and, you know, the OMG thing is kind of their version of what the baby shark was. I'm like, oh, all right, I can maybe buy what you're selling. I don't know if they have Scherzer and Strasburg atop the rotation, but Manaea has been pretty good. If they get in, they're going to be a tough out. I will say that. So the Nats ran into a buzzsaw. Unfortunate enough to see him again.
Yeah, so one of those things, Jags, where I'm watching the game last night, and DJ Hirsch is pitching, and I think there was a changeup about, you know, 8 inches off the plate that got dumped into right center field for a hit. A bloop down the right field line that Dylan Cruz actually made a great play to short hop and hold to a single. A seeing eye ground ball and hit the glove of C.J. Abrams. It wasn't like they're banging them off the walls and hitting a bunch of nukes for a lot of those crooked numbers. It's just one of those didn't feel like your nights. How do you assess nights like that for someone like DJ Hirsch, who's looking for positives?
Well, yeah, I mean, I look at the big picture of the season and say this kid has been a tremendous positive. Unfortunately, because they've limited his innings, he's only thrown, you know, 80-some innings in the big leagues this year. And so when you give up a touchdown, and three of those runs scored, by the way, after he left the game, his ERA was in the 3.5s after he pitched three scoreless innings. By the time the day is done, it's at 4.3. I mean, it jumped almost a run with that touchdown. So, I mean, yeah, it's easy to say last night was a rough night. But, you know, the first time through the lineup, he looked really good. I think over the big picture of the season, this kid has been a tremendous positive. Now, are there growing things that he has to do? Yeah, he needs to be more pitch efficient, get deeper in the game. He's got that effectively wild thing going on where he can kind of lose control and then dial it in. And last night, a couple of walks hurt him. He's going to have to improve the command. But clearly the stuff is there because when he's in the zone, he gets swings and misses. He gets a lot of strikeouts. So from what we thought he might be coming into the season to where he is now, I'm not going to let one bad inning ruin that. He's had a very good season.
Jags, I wanted to get your thoughts on some news in the rotation. So Trevor Williams is coming back and is going to make a start, and then they're going to go to a six-man rotation, it sounds like, for the last couple turns through the rotation. So I guess a two-parter. First, on your thought on the six-man idea, and then second, this will sound silly, but, and I know he's making $6 million, but it's kind of admirable to me that Trevor Williams at 32 on a bad team that's, you know, wasn't going anywhere, like with maybe a couple starts left in his arm later in the year, scratched and clawed all year to get back at the end of the season.
Yeah, I think as far as the six-man rotation first, this is all about the other guys. I mean, we've been seeing with Parker and, you know, some up and down, and Irvin some down, now up the last couple. Hers, all these guys are well over, you know, innings totals that they've ever pitched before. So, you know, whether instead of having three starts left, maybe they have two, or in the case of Hirsch, one. So this is kind of looking at the big picture of those guys, trying to get them to finish the season and not have to, quote unquote, shut them down. So that's part of the six-man rotation. And as far as Williams, I mean, I think this whole thing kind of took longer than we thought it would. But at this point, you know, coming off the end of a two-year contract, he needs to be out on the mound to show that he's healthy going into the off season, hoping that someone can bring him back. I mean, he was so effective early in the season as kind of that five-inning pitcher. Now, he signed with the Nationals to be a starting pitcher. I don't know what team is going to look at him and say, you know, after throwing 60-some innings, hey, we're going to give this guy 150 innings next year and give him a bunch of money. So maybe he's back to that swingman role that he was successful with when he was with the Mets a couple of years ago. So I think it's important for him just to show that he's healthy. And maybe there's some value there about a reunion with the Nationals. He could be a guy to step in the rotation, but, you know, they've never really had a true long man this year. And he could be someone who fills that role. And certainly a veteran to help the young guys now that Corbin's going to be departing. could be a good thing as well.
Jags, I like Tenna. Just what I see, that, you know, he's probably maybe better at second right now than he is at third defensively, but I like his at-bats. What does he look like to you with 500 plate appearances, or give or take, next year?
Well, the question is, what position is he going to play defensively? I mean, mm-hmm. I think you'd like to see 500 at-bats because he hangs in there against lefties. They've been playing him against lefties. So it's not like a situation where you'd say, well, we have to platoon him. He gives you a good at-bat. So I think there's some potential there. But the question is, where? I mean, we know that they like Garcia at second base. Third base is an open spot, but he has struggled there defensively. So I think you've got to find out whether that's a utility role or is there some DH in there. But he's definitely put himself in the mix to look at going forward.
Dave Jagler will be on the call tonight. Nats, Cubs, and Wrigley Field. He and Charlie Slows can be heard right here on The Fan at about 7 o'clock. Jags, thanks for the time. We appreciate you.
Okay, guys. Take it easy.
See you, buddy.
Be good.
All right, parents. It's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Lil Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Lil Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.